Let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Shnei Shevarim Tamin Shechavlu Zeze. If two oxen that are Tamin injured each other, Mishalmin B'meisr Chatzin Nezek. As Rashi explains, Shaman Mahizikur Shalzeh Yisrael Nezakim Shalzeh. We evaluate both damages, and as the Rashi explains, these concurrent damages cancel out. However, if one caused more damage than the other, Ba'isr Meisr Mishalim Misha Hizik Yisr Esachatzi, he pays half of the difference between the damages. Similarly, Shnei Mu'adin, Mishalmin B'meisr Nezek Shalom. If they were both previously warned three times, the one who caused greater damage pays the excess damages in full. Furthermore, Echad Tam ve'Echad Mu'ud. If one ox was a Tam and the other was a Mu'ud, Mu'ud b'Tam, Mishalm b'Meisr Nezek Shalom. If the Mu'ud caused greater damage, he pays the excess damages in full. Tam b'Mu'ud, Mishalm b'Meisr Chatzi Nezek. If the Tam caused more damage, he pays half of the difference because, as explained earlier, we disregard the mutual damage. The Mishnah continues. If two people damage each other, the one who caused greater damage pays the difference in full. Similarly, Adam b'mu'ud, umu'ud b'adam, mishalm b'maisu nezik shalom. If a person and a shor hamu'ud injured each other, the one who caused greater damage pays the excess damage in full. However, Adam mitam, mitam b'adam, if a person and a shor tam damage each other, Adam mitam, mishalm b'maisu nezik shalom. If the person caused more damage, he pays the difference in full. Tam b'adam, mishalm b'maisu chatzi nezik. If the shor tam caused more damage, he pays only half the difference. However, Bekiva disagrees in this last case. Bekiva Aimer, Av Tam Shechava Ba'adam, Mishalm B'Meisr Nezik Shalim. A Shur Tam only pays Chatzei Nezik when the damage is another Shur. But if it damages a person, it pays Nezik Shalim. The Gemara cites a Braisa which explains that their Machoikis is based on how to understand the following Pasuk. Oyven Yigach Oyvas Yigach, K'mishpat Hazeh Yo'asaloi. The Tanakhama understands the Pasuk to be making a broad comparison. K'mishpat Hazeh, K'mishpat shor b'shor, kach mishpat shor ba'adam. A shor that injures a person is similar to a shor that injures another shor. Mash shor b'shor tam misham chatzi nezik, mu'ud misham nezik shalim. A shor ba'adam tam misham chatzi nezik, mu'ud misham nezik shalim. Even for injury to a person, a tam pays only chatzi nezik, while a mu'ud pays nezik shalim. However, Bekiva understands the comparison of k'mishpat hazeh, k'mishpat shor b'shor, kach mishpat shor ba'adam, as a comparison to k'tachnim l'ke'elyin. The Pasuk compares all Shur Ba'adam to a Shur Hamu'ud B'Shur discussed in the Pasuk immediately preceding it, and not to a Shur Tam B'Shur discussed in the Pasuk before that one. Therefore, Shur Ba'adam, even a Tam, always pays Nezik Shalom. Nevertheless, Rabbi Kiva agrees that we derive from Ye'asalai Migufi Mishalom Vein Mishalom Min Aliyah. The damages of a Shur Tam Ba'adam are collected only from the damaging Shur itself, and he's not responsible for damages that exceed its value. Zok the Mishnah, Shur Shava Mana, Shenogach Shur Shava Masayim, Ve'en Hanavela Yofa Klum. If a Shur Tam worth 100 zuz gores another ox worth 200 zuz, and the carcass is worthless, Noiteles Asher, he takes the live ox as payment of Chatzi Nezik. The Gemara explains that this depends on the machlek is how to pay Chatzi Nezik. The Pasuk says, Umachr es Asher Hachai, V'chatzu es Kaspay. The live ox is sold, and the proceeds are divided between the mazik and the nizik. Rabbi Shmuel holds, Lebeidina k'mazir rachmana. The Torah is addressing the court and saying, Yushim hasher bebezin. They should assess the value of the live ox from which the mazik will pay the nizik. But until then, bal chayvu v'zuzuhu demasikli. The nizik is merely a creditor who is owed the value of half the ox. However, Rabbi Kiva understands, Lenizik u'mazik mizuhu l'rachmana. The Torah is addressing the Nizik and the Mazik to sell the animal, indicating Huchlat Hashar and Shutvininu. The Torah made the Nizik a partner in the Mazik's ox. The Nizik now owns half the ox. Therefore, Hekdisha Nizik, Kaddish. Machri Nizik, Machr. He can consecrate or sell his portion. However, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Hekdisha Nizik ain't the Kaddish, Machri Nizik ain't the Machr. He cannot consecrate or sell half the ox because he does not own it. The Gemara then addresses Machir Mazik. The Mazik obviously can sell his half. The question is if he also sold the other half, which he has to give the Nizik, is the sale effective? Now, technically, the halacha would be the opposite of that of the Nizik. L'Rabbi Shmuel Machir, because it's still his. L'Rabbi Kiva Eina Machir, because it's not his anymore. However, the Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Kiva, it is indeed not sold at all, because it already belongs to the Nizik. However, according to Rabbi Shmuel, although it is technically sold because it still belongs to the Mazik, There's a b'raisa which says, Eina macher, meaning the sale is not effective permanently. V'chayzer b'guveyu, and the nizik can collect it from the buyer. Because kamando asoy apoyte kudami. The nizik has a lien on it, since the Torah designated the animal for reimbursement. Although a share is metaltalin, a movable asset, which generally cannot be confiscated from a buyer, in this case the nizik can confiscate it from the buyer, kimin de nagach kala islay, tur nagchana karle. Since its reputation as an ox that gores becomes public knowledge, the buyer should have known that the nizik may claim it. However, the Gemara later cites a braisa which discusses machri mazik according to Bishmal, and it adds, actually amad bedin, before the judgment. Machri macher l'ridya. The buyer does not have to pay for the work he performed with the ox, since the sale was effective. Mishu amad bedin, after the judgment, machri eina macher, and as Rashi adds, afil l'ridya. The buyer must pay for the work, because the sale was not effective at all, because Rabbi Shmuel agrees that mishu amad bedin, it belongs to the nizik. Now, regarding hektishi mazik, if the mazik consecrated the half which he has to give the nizik, is it effective? Here too, technically, the halacha would be the opposite of that of the nizik. L'Rabbi Shmuel kaddish, because it's still his. L'Rabbi Kiva ain't a kaddish, because it's not his anymore. However, the Gemara explains, according to Rabbi Kiva, although it is ain't a kaddish, it is nevertheless muktish, litin dava mu'it bepidyayna. It's treated like hektish, and that he must redeem it by paying hektish a nominal fee. It appears that he's reclaiming true hektish without redeeming it. The above mentioned braisa says that this applies according to Rabbi Shmuel as well, actually amad bedin. Although it is kaddish, however, as Tosfos explains, we are discussing kedushas damim, where we do not say hektish mafkim de shibud, but rather shibud mafkim de hektish. His lien allows him to confiscate it from hektish, but because of the gzera, he must give hektish a davar mu'ud bepidyonai. However, Mishu Amad Bedin, it is in a Kaddish at all, because Rabbi Shmuel agrees that Mishu Amad Bedin, it belongs to the Nizik. And there's no Gezerah because the judgment has a kol, and everybody knows that it was a Shur HaMazik, and the Hekdash was not effective. Additionally, Kadmu Bali Chavis V'Higbiu, if the Mazik's creditors claim the animal before the Nizik, Bein Chav Atchalei Hizik, Bein Hizik Atchalei Chav, whether their debt preceded the damage or not, Le'osav Le'klum, the animal must be returned to pay the Nizik, because you can argue, ilu gabachava leimenachava gavile, if the animal would have damage while owned by the creditor, it also would be given to the nizik. The braisa concludes, lafi ein mishtam el magufay. These halachas apply only to a tam, because the ox itself is encumbered to pay the chatzin nizik. However, muad shehizik, if a shor muad damages, bein she'amad bedin, bein she'lo yamad bedin, whether before or after the judgment, machre machre hekdesh a muktish, a sale or consecration, is effective. And kadmu balachavis v'ikbihu bein chav atchalei hizik bein hizik atchalei chav. If the mazik's creditors claim the animal regardless of whether their debt preceded the damage or not, masha asa asui, they can keep the animal. Because ein mishtalim el min haliyah, the damages of a shor mu'ud are paid from all of the mazik's possessions, and the ox is not specifically encumbered to pay the nizik.